Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today brings us to the last chapter of the book of Micah. It's 20 verses, and we'll listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of Micah chapter 7.
Micah 7.
Woe is me, for I have become as when the summer fruit has been gathered, as when the grapes have been gleaned. There is no cluster to eat, no first ripe fig that my soul desires. The godly is perished from the earth, and there is no one upright among mankind. They all lie in wait for blood, and each hunts the other with a net. Their hands are on what is evil, to do it well. The prince and the judge ask for a bribe, and the great man utters the evil desire of his soul. Thus they weave it together. The best of them is like a briar, the most upright of them a thorn hedge. The day of your watchman, of your punishment, has come. Now their confusion is at hand. Put no trust in a neighbor. Have no confidence in a friend. Guard the doors of your mouth from her who lies in your arms. For the son treats the father with contempt. The daughter rises up against her mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. But as for me, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not over me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him, until he pleads my cause and executes judgment for me. He will bring me out to the light. I shall look upon his vindication. Then my enemy will see, and shame will cover her who said to me,
"Where is the Lord your God?"
My eyes will look upon her. Now she will be trampled down like the mire of the streets. A day for the building of your walls. In that day the boundary shall be far extended. In that day they will come to you from Assyria and the cities of Egypt, and from Egypt to the river, from sea to sea, and from mountain to mountain. But the earth will be desolate because of its inhabitants for the fruit of their deeds. Shepherd your people with your staff, the flock of your inheritance, who dwell alone in a forest in the midst of a garden land. Let them graze in Bashan and Gilead, as in the days of old. As in the days when you came out of the land of Egypt, I will show them marvelous things. The nations shall see and be ashamed of all their might. They shall lay their hands on their mouths. Their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust like a serpent, like the crawling things of the earth. They shall come trembling out of their strongholds. They shall turn in dread to the Lord our God, and they shall be in fear of you. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in steadfast love. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. You will show faithfulness to Jacob and steadfast love to Abraham, as you have sworn to our fathers from the days of old.
Today, this will be the last look at my journal entries on the book of Micah. Let's go back to 1991. When I read Micah 6 and 7 on the same day, and I wrote this about Micah 7, 2, 3, 5 through 6, caution with people. And then I went on to verses 7 through 8. I have waited on the Lord. He does hear me. Though I have fallen, I am rising again. Praise God. And then finally, verses 18 and 19, he delights in unchanging love. In 2006, again, I read Micah 6 and 7 on the same day. And related to chapter 7, I wrote, praise God, he forgives us if we repent and come back to him. And I quoted verse 8, though I fall, I will rise. Though I dwell in darkness, the Lord is light for me. And in 2015, I read Micah 6 and 7 again together on that day. And regarding chapter 7, I wrote quoting verses 2 and 3, The godly has perished from the earth, and there is no one upright among mankind. They all lie in wait for blood. Their hands are on what is evil to do it well. And then I went on to write, we have this in our world today, don't we? I continued, don't trust neighbors or friends or family, according to verses 5 through 6. Look to the Lord, verse 7. In such darkness, God is light, verses 8 and 9. He keeps his covenant promise, according to verse 15, and he overcomes opposing nations because his anger is short and his love is long. That ends my journal entry of 2015. In that journal entry in 1991, I said we have to be cautious with people because I've read these verses 2, 3, 5, and 6. So let's read those verses. The godly has perished from the earth, and there is no one upright among mankind. They all lie in wait for blood, and each hunts the other with a net. Their hands are on what is evil to do it well. The prince and the judge ask for a bribe, and the great man utters the evil desires of his soul. Thus they weave it together. The best of them is like a briar, the most upright of them a thorn hedge. The day of your watchman of your punishment has come. Now their confusion is at hand. Put no trust in a neighbor. Have no confidence in a friend. Guard the doors of your mouth from her who lies in your arms. For the son treats the father with contempt. The daughter rises up against her mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. Friends, that's what happens when the godly perish from the earth, and there is no one upright among mankind. This is a very sad list of behaviors that we see all around us. Their hands are on what is evil, to do it well. Yes, we have many evil people who do it well today. The great man utters the evil desire of his soul. Oh, we have the rich and famous falling all around us because of the desires of their soul that are not godly. Very sad here when it says, put no trust in a neighbor. Have no confidence in a friend. Have you been betrayed by a very close friend? And then there are family issues. For the son treats the father with contempt. The daughter rises up against her mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. Yeah, we have a lot of wrecked families in our world today, don't we? And you may have come from one. All these strained relationships come when the godly have perished from the earth, and there is no one upright among mankind. But as Christians, we need to be different, right? We need to be the godly that people see. Verse 7 tells us, but as for me, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. So we are to be different. We are to be salt. We are to be light in this world today. And Micah closes this chapter and his book with a beautiful glimpse of Almighty God. Verse 18 and 19 say, who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression? He does not retain his anger forever because he delights in steadfast love. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for forgiveness. In our introduction of the book of Micah, the theme of Micah is judgment and forgiveness. We see it clearly as the book ends here in Micah 7. God is judge. He will scatter his people for their transgressions and sins, but he also is the shepherd king who gathers, protects, and forgives us. Through the book of Micah, we've seen clearly that God is a God of judgment, but he is also a holy, mighty, forgiving God. May our application be today to maybe bend the knee before Almighty God and thank him for pardoning our iniquity, passing over our transgression, and casting our sins into the depths of the sea. Lord, we thank you for the prophet Micah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding him to write the chapters of this book. From your word, we understand you are a God of judgment, but you are a God of forgiveness. May our hearts fall before you in worship and thanks, because those of us who have accepted your forgiveness for our sins can have eternal life with you. What a gift, what a promise. We shout the hallelujah. Amen.